everyone survives Medusa's gaze. These are their stories.
Welcome to Very Random Encounters, a show where we play pen and paper RPGs in which we've randomly determined as many things as possible, including characters, villains, names, places, and other third act problem stuff. It all comes together to be a very random encounter. I'm Wheels.
I'm Logan.
Lee?
Oh, sorry. I'm Lee.
And I'm Greg. I was also in limbo. I was like, did I drop?
I also got a phone call.
Who is calling people right now?
I don't think that first one was on the recording, but listener, they're trying to get us on the phone, like serial killers.
Yeah.
By they, I mean people generally.
Yeah, and like two people specifically, I suppose.
I believe Barnaby is going to be giving me a recap of the events of last week's episode of Very Random Encounters.
We went to the super library, and that was like super cool. And we did research, we looked around, and then we're like, okay, let's head back and do something to like fix the issue. And then we noticed that the lab's truck was like speeding towards. Speeding towards the snakes, so I did a super sweet spin on the highway and like revved up the car and then pulled in front and we were like pull over and they're like no and then we noticed that Dr. Crow.
Yes, Dr. Crow is the
Dr. Regret had Dr. Crow totally kidnapped, and so I did the sweep move where we pulled in front and like I hit the brakes and make them break, and then we got out and then we had a whole lot of arguments about like the plate and Dr. Crow and life and souls
and who was gonna be in what car.
Then we had to do the whole wolf chicken grain car situation. We figured that out. I think the wolf and the grain are together, and I've got the chicken. I don't really know who's assigned what roles. We're going back to the lab, and I don't know. I think we settled on shooting it into the sun.
That is, yes. I believe, the plan.
Yeah, it's also actually really is the Medusa head in Athena's shield, or that is what we believe from our research.
Sure seems to be.
I'm considering changing my name to Dr. Bird.
Oh.
Maybe Dr. Bird person? I don't know. I'm feeling left out of the doctor train.
Yeah, I'm Dr. DJ. Yeah. We have Dr. Bogus. We have Dr. Regret.
Dr. Crow.
Dr. Crow.
And now Dr. Bird.
Dr. Crow kind of scooped you in some sense. All of you... let's see, there are two NPCs with you, so the five of you are in two different vehicles on your way back. The plate is in the back of the work van from the robotics lab. The plan is to shoot it into space. Tell me how you're accomplishing this. Or at least what you do next.
Yeah, I think it's what we do next.
So, Bogus had the containment unit wrapped up in as many things as possible, right?
Yep.
So I guess my first question is, did that dull it at all? Did that dull the voices or anything?
Let's roll for it. I think that I don't remember exactly where we left off in that regard, so a roll will kind of reset things for us. You know, you've had interactions with it before, and I've had you roll enigmas every other time. I'm trying to think of something.
But like also perception, there's always a perception stat, you know, there's like the thing that is the most.
Yeah, that's
used. True.
And I guess that's kind of how it is functioning. So probably enigmas. I'm less particular about which attribute, but like intellect as in did you wrap it right? Composure as in are you tuning it out well?
Yeah, and I guess, yeah, I can't make a case for science over enigmas because I made the case for enigmas, huh? Okay.
Probably, so yeah.
I will roll three dice then, because that's all I got.
Great.
Wait, there's...
Unless you have a trademark that's relevant.
Nothing. Nothing seems to work against this evil.
That is fair, especially because you've tried... you seemingly have tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're resorting to shooting it into the sun. So I think that's relevant. So add two dice.
Yep, I did. That was five dice, and I got two successes.
Wonderful. Yeah, I think that a few things help you. One of them is more physical, and yeah, I think that as you are interacting more with it, you're getting more of a sense of what kinds of things do and don't help, and particularly, like, you're finding that it's important to prevent any light from touching it at all, so the more layers and polarization that you can have to keep it as far away from the light is better. So in the one sense, you're more successful because of that, but also I think because of your experience talking to Senia and talking to Regret about its effects, there's sort of a psychological aspect where you're kind of better at dealing with it too. So I think in general, you've got this thing under control.
Great. Nice. Yeah, Dr. Bogus is sort of like really pleased with himself then.
I'm even more convinced that I'm immune to it.
I mean,
it's all going fine.
Nothing bad has ever happened to me. Oh, wait, maybe the bird thing?
Yeah. Mixed bag.
What are you doing next? How are you shooting this thing into space?
I guess this is still on me, huh? Because it's like the science place. Although we could all suggest things.
Do you have like a regular rocket schedule? Like, are there regular rockets being fired that are done at midnight? Because it feels like I would be aware of rockets being fired on a regular basis. So how does how does it work?
Well, no, there's very, very sporadic, in fact, rockets. Not often are we using the last ditch resort to send something into the sun. Only like four or five times per month. So,
you know, like once a week, it's fine.
not a specifically scheduled thing. However, it is. Yeah, it's about that time, isn't it? Let's see if they have anything queued up.
Oh, yeah. Do we need to, like, get clearance, or is there a fee?
I know that Dr. Regrets used to work at the lab where I had my procedure done, and that I still have other contacts at that lab.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any way, like, are they involved in... Does your lab do anything with their lab?
I mean, they're close enough that, like, there's no way it doesn't, right? And yeah. It's weird enough. Like, they
it
have
could
to,
be
they have to do.
A thing where, like, I could maybe call on my sort of connections there to try to, like, push. We gotta get this launched faster or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I mean, I can also check with my family. They're insanely, insanely rich.
Yeah, that sounds good, too.
Bouncing off Lee's idea, maybe those scientists who did the animal experiments, maybe, or the human into animal experiments, maybe they would have a reason to want to be doing some sort of experiment in space, you know, because sometimes in real life, people do experiments in space because that environment is maybe conducive to certain processes or whatever that they want to study. And so maybe it's like they're trying to study something out there and you provide the rocket in the same way SpaceX does for NASA or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all want to take a field trip to the shady science lab?
Sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much shadier than the one I already was in.
Yeah, but I'm kind of concerned that the levels were going down. But, I mean, we got to do what we got to do, right? I mean...
Are you trying to save lives or not?
I mean, that...
Our lab's motto is, avert your eyes, you saw nothing.
I'm pretty sure their lab's motto is, if you don't get caught, it didn't happen.
Well, so in this regard, it absolutely did, because they got wicked caught about all that stuff with you, right?
I mean, not by authorities, no.
Hmm. Interesting.
There's a reason I live in the Grove.
Oh.
It's a story for another day.
Yes. Sequel. another one is planted.
My mysterious background. How many laws did I break to get myself and my friends out?
All of the laws.
Exactly.
Laws are suggestions.
Right. And so the shady scientists got to stay shady, and I got to go live in the Grove, and we don't talk about it. We don't talk about any of the broken laws.
those are not important.
We didn't kill anybody. It's fine.
All right. I mean, let's just go to the shadier lab then.
Great.
Awesome. I pulled up I just figured we probably need a few names here. And so yeah. I pulled up an evil names generator from fantasy name generators. And boy, it's given me so much gold that I got to write a few of these down. I was, because I don't know. I wanted a name from both genders, but then I couldn't pick from both genders as if there's only two. That's funny that I said that. but the gender options that it gave me, I should say.
Yes.
And I was just going to pick one masculine, one feminine, but then on the masculine ones that it gave me at first, I had both Jade Graves and Caesar Christian. Those are some Jade choice ones.
Jade Graves is my secret boyfriend.
Okay, yeah. Do you think Jade maybe works?
He's a mole. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh. And probably is not like a higher up at this place.
No, maybe.
Is even like in maintenance or janitorial or something.
I think he is a scientist, but I think he's just like barely above like intern.
Uh-huh. like lab assistant, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, they let him touch the equipment sometimes.
So do you go to him to try and get to try and sneak Aegis onto the next rocket?
Yeah, probably would. Yeah. Okay, so before we go in, I probably should just like heads up. We are going to see Jade Graves and he's not a doctor either, so at least we're, you know, not, we're both left out on that one. But also, he is, like, my boyfriend. Low-key, though, just sort of.
I mean, Dr. Graves is, like, a hot name, though.
I know, right? He'll get there. I'm bankrolling this operation. It'll be fine.
When you go in, you see there Jade and a few of some of the other lab assistants are finishing something up, and you can immediately spot Jade from a distance because, you know, everyone has the white lab coat, but Jade has a specialized one that's all black with like a jade green design pattern that has like tombstones on it because he's Jade Graves. He's got a black and jade grave themed lab
coat. Absolutely has on eyeliner. Also, you don't know when this happened because I've been with you this whole time, but at some point you realize I'm also in a different outfit. And I don't know what I was in before because I didn't think about it. But now I'm in cat woman, like cat burglar style.
Yeah.
He smiles in the way where you can tell that he's surprised to see you, but he's like playing it off. So, hey, babe.
Hey.
What are we doing? What's up?
So I need a favor.
For me, what do you need?
Okay. No questions, but We know the rocket launch that we're doing at the other lab. And by we, I mean, like, definitely I'm not involved in that one. It's happening soon, but we need it to happen sooner.
Oh,
how do we...
Boy.
Who do I need to...
That's... I mean, they take those launches are pretty important stuff. I mean, you're going to need manager level approval for sure.
There's always someone that I can push on.
Yeah, that's true. Let me think. Let's see. Is there any way I can have you roll for, like, whether he would give you the right information? Like, is it... command. Yeah, there is. There absolutely is. Great. Give me a command roll. Okay. Command plus...
Cunning?
Yeah, sure, because you're both trying to be sneaky together, kind of.
Okay.
And if any trademarks are relevant, add 2 dice.
No, well, I mean, yeah, I'm dressed to impress, obviously.
Yay!
And trademarks, give me 1 extra.
2.
Oh, 2 extra, great. So let's see, that is going to be 2, 3, 4, 5, that's 6. Ooh. No, I didn't do it. Bastards.
Hmm. We were kind of due for a fail.
Yeah, I was rolling so well.
Ooh. What would be an interesting fail state for this? Because I don't want it to just be him going like, no.
just like tells me the wrong person.
Yeah. He says, look, you didn't get this from me, of course, but not my manager, different department, but word on the street is the biotech department, the manager there, she's in a bit of money trouble, you know. You might be able to squeak some wheels that way. Eleanor Magnus is who you're looking for.
Eleanor Magnus is good.
Oh my gosh, it would be amazing if that's the right person, but like that's not what she's got going on. So she's just like, what? What? No.
That's kind of what I had in mind that like...
Okay, great. I love that so much.
That, like, he heard that, but it's wrong. It's yeah. Just, that's what the fail state is he heard that she had money troubles, but actually, she's already got those handled, and he hasn't heard that.
Mm.
Okay. Thanks, babe.
Anytime.
What do tropes do?
They are abilities that are described in the book.
Please tell me more. People find you easy to talk to and open up a little too much. When you're interviewing a suspect, you gain +1 enhancement to make them say something they wish they hadn't. Okay. I'm going to keep that in mind for talking to this lady.
Yeah. You go to the biotech department and it's like, it brings back some not so great memories. The place is not all that sanitary, especially this biotech section. They kind of, you know, their whole thing is kind of these weird hack jobs where they're like splicing things together and they don't know what they're going to get out of the end of it, but they're just so interested in what the final result is that they're willing to cut corners. And it's not like a pigsty and it's not like you're, you know, stepping over biohazards, but there's just the sense that it's like 3 notches less sanitary than a lab should be. Mm. You like... throw away some litter on your way to her office, knock on her door, you hear a voice say, yes, come in.
Hi, I don't think we've met. I'm Ania, and these are my colleagues.
Do you all have a meeting with me scheduled? Sorry, I don't have that on my calendar.
No, we were hoping potentially just a quick chat.
Yes. What can I do?
I'm leaving it up to Mania.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of
She wears a monocle, by the way. I had that in my head, and I didn't say it out loud.
That's amazing.
Long blonde hair in braids and a monocle.
The rumor, is it more like personal money or like project money?
You heard, I think what, I was going to call him Blade. What Jade told you was that she acquired a lot of gambling debt. I didn't say that before, but I'm saying it now, that it's gambling debt that she doesn't have the funds to pay off as far as Jade is concerned.
Okay. I didn't actually remember what you said. So I was like, great, great. Yeah, I missed that part.
Yeah.
I didn't miss it. I think I would just like walk over to something that looks kind of expensive in her office, like a statue or like a bust or something. And I would just sort of like knock it with my hip so that it tips but doesn't fall or anything. It just sort of wobbles.
I think she's probably like loosely related to whoever started this lab like a generation ago. And she's probably got some sort of bust of that figure in her office. And as it's about to tip over the side, you see her flinch a little bit. It sounds like you do it in such a way where you have plausible deniability that like, oh, I wasn't trying to knock it over or intimidate you. So I think she just flinches and doesn't react. What do you need?
Oh, sorry. Gosh, wow. It would be awful to break something that would be so hard to replace. It would be expensive.
It's one of a kind.
Just don't have a lot of money to replace things, you know. Tight purse strings. I know how that can be.
Do you? She just looks at you like waiting for you to say it. She's like,
I can tell that I'm like not getting anything out of this, and I'm kind of like, uh-oh, I don't know if this is the right intel. So then I'm going to try to use my silver tongue here, and then maybe I'll say like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, things can be rough, and then like change tactics. So the launch that's happening.
Yes, some very exciting projects.
It sounds really interesting. You're sending what was it again?
Yeah, sorry. I realize not all of our projects, the details, get to the other departments. We're testing to see if the zero gravity has any effect on the bone grafting techniques that we have.
Jesus.
We think maybe there's a density problem here terrestrially.
I make a face at my friends.
Is that like a help me face? Or
no, more of like a I hate these people. I need a drink. I just sort
that's
of
a quip.
It is. I just sort of like say that quietly to them, and then I'm like, yeah. So please tell me more about the launch. That's such important work, you know. If I just feel like if my surgery had gone just like the tiniest bit, like if the grafting had been a little more effective, think of how much better these could have been. I like waggle my wings around, and this time I definitely knock something over, but like something unimportant.
Oh, it is a shame. They are beautiful, but so misaligned. Just look at this. And she doesn't ask, but she like touches your wings in a way that kind of like breaks. You're like, I didn't give you, but like, these people feel like, oh, well, we made that for
you.
Yeah, so
sure. I'm used to this. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if there's any way to just get that rocket up there a little sooner. You know, I've heard there is a surgery scheduled. Anything you could learn before another mistake? And I move my wings and knock something else unimportant over. I mean, see how clumsy these are?
Give me the persuasion roll. Hit me with persuasion and manipulation.
Okay.
Add two. What? So silver tongue was plus one.
Yeah.
And then quip was also plus one.
Okay. So you said persuasion and manipulation.
Yeah. Unless you have an argument for something else.
Not really. I also don't have much in those, but that's okay. One, you know, let's see how it goes. Yeah, one success.
It's rough because you started with the wrong intel, but you luck out in that, like so many people in, I guess, in the scientific weird Winnipeg community, there are a lot of these scientists who are just that much more interested in they're not as concerned about the safety. Their break thing. What is it? Work. I'm sure, what is the the startup thing? Move fast, break things.
Yeah.
Something.
Oh, I don't know.
That's are you talking about Miss Frizzle? Get it's messy, like, make mistakes or whatever.
No, there's a saying in like startup culture where it's like move fast and break things is like slogan as opposed to like being careful. And they definitely have that kind of work fast and break things and fix it later motto. Mm-hmm. And I think Eleanor is a particularly bad example of that. And this happens to be a project she is quite interested in. She says, yes, I was considering submitting the paperwork myself, but I don't know. I wasn't sure if I would have the support from the other departments, but you're saying that you are also interested?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I can help find you support. Everyone loves me, and I shake my my wings and just one last time knock over something. A little bit more important than the other things.
Yes, yes. Great. And she's clearly just trying to placate you so she can get you out of her office and stop knocking things over. You've convinced me. I'll submit the paperwork and I'll start it now.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Yes?
I don't know that I was properly introduced. I'm Barnaby Wells.
She moves the monocle from one eye to the other.
Is that like long distance as opposed to reading?
of the Portage La Prairie Wellses?
Oh yeah, we have some stuff there. That's one of many, but yeah, that's probably a good reference point.
And how might I help you?
I was just wondering what we would need to really expedite this. Like, really expedite it.
You mean further than simply submitting this paperwork?
Yeah, I mean, that red tape is such a hassle, and I, you know...
Agreed.
I hate... if there's anything we can do to just make a lot of that red tape disappear for you.
You know, anything you need.
Let's see, what... Because you already got the success with Lee's role, so I'm just trying to think of, like, a colorful thing that you could bribe her with. That wins her over. I'm trying to think, what would she want? I don't know. What do mad scientists want? More beakers?
Probably like a new
yes,
toy.
Yes, more beakers always. Yeah. We're always breaking them in horrible, bubbly experiments.
Oh, ooh, I bet you can offer her a lifetime supply of flasks, beakers, or whatever. Like, I'm sure that's one minor wing of the Wells family is like the factory where they make those.
Oh yeah,
you're telling me you can hook me up with a lifetime supply of glasswork? That's the company I'm making up, glasswork.
Oh yeah. I was funny story, I was CEO of glasswork for like a couple years in high school to give me practical experience, so yeah, that's
that explains their psychedelic era.
Yeah, I thought it would have been really interesting to, like, embed drugs in the glass, and then, you know, our profits dipped for a little bit, and I kind of realized that was bad, so then I went back, but then I introduced it as returning to classic glassware, and people were so happy to have classic back, like, I tripled profit. Anyway, long story short.
Everyone I know bought crates.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
And I'm already out.
Not a problem. Like,
wonderful. And I think you get a quick red tape cutting montage of sending the right email to the right person and dropping a, or not an email, it's 1975.
I mean, mm-hmm. Emails technically existed.
Of sending a memo to the right person and dropping off a little cupcake with the executive assistant who needs to get it in front of the manager.
Just a quick question, gang. They're going to do surgery experiments on the rocket. What are the chances that's not going into the sun?
Oh.
We're just
going to
extremely likely that
reroute
it's not
it, right? We're just going to like do some jiggery pokery and
with people on it.
Are there people on the ship?
No, I thought it was just like.
Oh, of course we're using human subjects. That's the best way.
Well.
Went out.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you, Greg, for introducing that problem that I didn't think about, but we definitely have. Because they absolutely would just send a fucker up there who doesn't want to go.
Find us on Facebook and Blue Sky at VRECast or email us at hi@vre.show. If you want to help us out, rate and review the show or tell a friend about us. If you rate and review the show, we'll read your review and say that you're a Medusa's gay. Anyway, buy our book at bit.ly/randombook with a capital R and B. All the links we mentioned and other projects and a bunch of other stuff can be found at vre.show. We are entirely fan-funded, and if you'd like to help keep the show going and get a bunch of cool stuff in addition to that, head to patreon.com/VRE. To all our patrons, thank you very much for supporting us.
Thank you!
Thank you! Yep, I am clap ready.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. 50. Yep. I saw all those numbers and I was like, how am I going to say a number while these numbers are happening?
Yeah. I had the same thing.
Lost it. Oh, man.
It's like that thing where it says yellow, but it's written in green ink. Yeah. You have to say what the color of it is.
Oh,
you have
fucking brain training on the DS. Oh. They would do that all the time. There was a whole game about it, and I just would fail.
Yeah, no.
Nope. Feel bad.
No, thank you.
And then the game would be like, I don't know, I guess you're a decrepit old piece of shit, and your next step is into the grave.
Your brain age is 85. Okay, thanks.
Cool.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
You idiot that doesn't even know colors.
Yeah, I don't know colors.
Medea winks.
Mania? Medea is stuck. Medea.
Yes.
Medea goes to Winnipeg. Oh my God, I need this.
I'm looking at the word Medusa and trying to say my name, and I put a D in it.
Yeah, that'll do it.